What?
The Tosfos, Ligmare, Ligmare Ladine, Bishapsa. So the Gemara takes up the possibility that we could conclude the din by din nefashos on Shabbos. And of course, what's interesting, what emerges from this, is that it would seem that inherently there is no problem of done the din part of having the judgment of Sanhedrin convening and deciding on Shabbos, and that if you didn't have this problem of the delay of Inui HaDin in terms of the execution, we'll say you didn't have that problem. So then there'd be no problem. They would start on Friday, conclude on Shabbos, and execute him on Sunday. So therefore, you could deduce from that that the conduct of the Din Torah itself does not constitute a problem. So this is really what Tosis is addressing himself to. Afagav de Tanan, Beperek Mashilin, even though we learned in Beitza, Elu Hain Mishum Shvus, these are prohibited because of Shvus, which means it's also Midrabanan, on Shabbos. Lo Danin, we're not done. So, okay, true, you see that there's no problem on the D'oraisa level, but there's a Shvus. Lo Danin, Midrabanan, you know how to do it. So that seems to be completely missing from the whole discussion over here. Before we proceed to the answer, the way Tosis is structured, you'll say he's not asking a question, he's saying, Afagav. For the purpose of analyzing it, that is to say, even though, means that there's a legitimate issue over here. It's as though Tosis said, Vim Tama. You see? In terms of analyzing it, you have to analyze it that way. Now, before we proceed to the find out why it's not a problem, let's pause for a second. Put it in question form. You're telling me over here. Perhaps it's not as simple as I thought it was. I'm going to express it as though Tosafot were asking a question. What would the question be? The implication of this Gemara is that other than the issue of Inui HaDin, there is no problem with concluding the din on Shabbos per se, which indicates that the activity of judging on Shabbos per se is not a problem. But we learned in Beitza that the following matters are prohibited because of Shvus, Ein Danin. So there seems to be a conflict, there seems to be a contradiction. That there it says you can't have judgment. Here it's saying that you can. It's not saying that you can. Obviously, it's saying that you can't. But if you unravel the reasoning, what emerges from this Gemara, interestingly enough, in spite of the fact that overtly it's negation, it's negating something, it's saying you can't judge. But the truth of the matter is, once we've analyzed it, you walk away with the conclusion that really you can judge. Inherently, you can judge. Just you can't execute and you can't have any idea. So that's why. What's bothering Tosis is why does the Gemara have to go through all of this? Why does the Gemara have to go through all of this? You see all the different steps in the Gemara. Why can't we do it on Motzei Shabbos? Why can't we execute it on Sunday? And so on and so forth, all this and that. Well, you can't do it anyways because they ain't done it. You have a simple answer. That is to say that when the Gemara analyzed it, the Mishnah saying that you can't start on Friday. So the Gemara could have taken a different route. And said why? Because what if we have to consider that you may have to postpone it? Hold on a second. And you can't do it on Shabbos. When it came to you can't do it on Shabbos, there was a different approach. There was a different opportunity available. What should it have said? If you open up the screen, so to speak, to the question of Tosis, what should it have said? And you can't continue on Shabbos because of you can't continue on Shabbos. And then there would still be one further option. What would the option be? Let us start on Friday and continue on Sunday. Then the Gemara would have said you can't do that because of what? Minchi lu tamayu. So step two could have completely been avoided. All right, I'm pausing now. Before we proceed to Tosis' resolution, because Tosis is treating it like a serious problem, why couldn't we just say that that's true, that's midrabanan, but midiraisa, Midyaraisa danin. So the objective over here was to explain it in terms of the Midyaraisa. Yeah. If you go to the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, in Perek V, under Halacha Vav. So the question is raised because it's saying that you can't don Dine Mominus on Erev Shabbos. Okay? Amar Asur La Don Dine Mominus Be Erev Shabbos. That statement is made. Then the Gemara raises a contradiction from our Mishnah, which says that you can't don Dine Nefashos on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. And the implication is, but Dine Mominus you can. And that's clear from the discussion, that because the only problem with Dine Nefashos is because, as we've learned, you'd have to have Halona. But you don't have any requirement of Halona in Dine Mominus. So therefore, you can be done. It's clear, for a clear deduction from our Gemara, is that it's permitted to be done Dine Mominus and Erev Shabbos. So you have a contradiction. And the resolution is that in one case, it's talking about Midyaraisa. And the statement that's being made over here is midrabanan, that the prohibition of Dine Mominus and Erev Shabbos is not the Araisa. It's a practical matter because it's a conflict with Kavod Shabbos. Because as we said, that the Erev Shabbos is supposed to be dedicated towards preparation for Shabbos. Which would seem then, if that is the case, that our Mishnah is to be understood purely in terms of the Dioraisa. Certainly for the implications that it has vis-a-vis Dine Mominus. We're saying the implications are true in terms of Dioraisa, that Dine Mominus is permitted on Friday. There is no problem. But we have no reference to any for if the Rabbanan came along and made a decree, so they made a decree. If that's the case, then what's the problem that Tosis has to deal with over here? Why do we have a problem over here that the Gemara in Beitza implies ain't done it? Okay? Tosis says that Hainu Dafka Dine Mominus. Now he's explaining the Gemara in Beitza that Elu Hain Mishun Shfus Lo Donin. Hainu dafka dine mamanus. Gzeira shema yichtov. That is to say, that Tosis, of course, is explaining what the basis of the shfus is. And that is, it's a gzeira. Why? Because shema yichtov. They may write down, because you always write down the reasons. Now, if that's the case, he's saying, aval dine nefashos, ain lesor mitam zeh. But dine nefashos should not also because of this reason. Why not? Shekvar kasfu me esmol divrei hamazakin the divrei hamachayvin. Because they've already written yesterday the words of the mazakin and the words of the machayvin. That is to say, the Tosfos is saying that the gzeira Midrabanan, which would prohibit dinim to conduct din Torah on Shabbos, would apply only to dinim mamonis, would not apply to dinim nefashos. And therefore, the only possible reason why you can't have dinim nefashos is simply because of what we said, the inui hadin, the isra of inui hadin. Of course, the question is why? What's the basis for this? So Tosis gives a distinction, and that is that by Dine Mominus we are concerned. Even Dine Mominus, by the way, Dine, again, if they sat down and they did Dine Mominus, and for whatever reason they made a mistake, whatever the case may be, and they didn't do any writing, so then they were over on the Shavuos. Of course, they violated the Shavuos, but there's no Chol Shabbos. They didn't do any Malacha. So it's a Gzera. Like many things, it might lead to, like riding a horse might lead to pulling off a branch. In those days, that was very likely, because a person needs a whip to whip the horse, something like that. or taking medicines because it could lead to grinding, and so on. So here too, you're in a situation, you're conducting a case, of people are going to write down the words of the Dayanim, and so forth. So this is the basis of Tosfos' answer, that the Gzeira itself, once you understand the Gzeira, then it only applies to Dinei Mamonos. Because in Dinei Mamonos we are concerned. So why aren't we concerned in Dinei Nefashos? You know, there's Ksiva going on over there too. As a matter of fact, is that we have an obligation. We have a whole Mishnah of Shnei Sofer Dayanin. One on the right, one on the left, Dibri Mazakin, Dibri Mechayvin. The Ksiva is very, very important. This is what's bothering Tosfos. What's bothering Tosfos is that why this issue doesn't come up at all. It may be true that the first and foremost is the issue of the Dioraisa, what the Dioraisa problem is. But the Tosfos holds that the Gemara wouldn't have gone to such lengths. The Gemara, or it would have brought up this issue in addition, the Gemara would have brought up this issue. Notwithstanding the Rishonim. Because when it tells you ain't done in B'Erev Shabbos, when it tells you ain't done in B'Erev Shabbos, Dinei Nefashos, when it tells you that, so the clear-cut implication is that Dinei Mamonos is yes. But that, you see, that statement, that's based on ain't done, and the ain't done statement is essentially based upon the Dioraisa. That's what the Rishonim is saying. That's based upon the Dioraisa of ain't done. That's the level that it's on. So on the level of Dioraisa, okay, it's establishing you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do this Dioraisa. And therefore, the deduction from that statement is that Dinei Mamonos you can on the Dioraisa level. But you see, once you analyze why it can't be carried over into Shabbos, so it would seem that in the course of that discussion, the Gemara would have put out all the reasons. That the Gemara, if there was once you're saying you can't continue on Shabbos, apparently according to Tosfos, the Gemara would have mentioned the Issa d'Rabbanan as well, if there was one. That's what's bothering Tosfos. That there's no mention whatsoever. And it's true, we want to understand what the problem is on the Dioraisa level. And the Gemara does, that's what the Gemara treats it on. The Gemara does treat it on the Dioraisa level. So as far as the Yerushalmi is concerned, that's sufficient to answer their problem. But nevertheless, this Gemara just, why does it confine itself only to the Dioraisa level? Why doesn't you see, it would make sense that having resolved the Dioraisa problem, which after all said and done becomes a problem of Ini Hadin, then it should have been mentioned that it's also because of the Gzeira. There's no mention of the Gzeira. That's a problem. This renders Tosfos is this is the question. This is the problem. That is to say, one walks away from our Gemara with the idea that the only problem is the problem of the Oraisa, and what about the Gzeira? But you learn now in Beitza. Now something is missing. Something's left hanging over here. Because you learn in Beitza that ain't done. You can't have a dinim. So what over here it appears that that Gzeira doesn't relate to Dinei Nefashos. Why not? That's the dinim. What's the difference? So this forces Tosfos to come up with a very, very significant distinction, which we have to analyze. And that distinction is as follows. This is the problem that Tosfos faced. We've learned that there's a gezeira against din. Now we see that it doesn't apply to din and nefashos. Interestingly enough, so Tosfos says, one second. In a sense, Tosfos would agree that it does apply to Dinei Nefashos. Before I go any further, according to the answer, the distinction that Tosfos gives, does this rule out any, that it doesn't, it would not apply to any situation of Dinei Nefashos?
No. Only one of
because something has been omitted from this whole discussion. About we're talking about ain't done in Dinei Nefashos. on Erev Shabbos, and we've gone through a lengthy analysis to show why that's a problem. But let's ask this question. What about starting out on Shabbos? Are you permitted to start out on Shabbos? That is to start the first day of the trial in Dini Nefashos on Shabbos. Now, according, if you use all the criteria of the Gemara, that you can only start out in a time which lends itself to Halana. You always have to factor in Halana. And when you factor in Halana, that time period has to be lend itself to the execution without Inu Hadin. So that's why Shabbos doesn't work. Friday doesn't work because of Shabbos. What about starting on Shabbos? Start on Shabbos. If you acquit, it's good. Right? Hopefully before Mincha, so we'll have a good Shalosh Shudas, Allah Samar Shabbos, if he's found innocent. If not, well, maybe that's the problem. If not, you spoil the Shabbos. Right? But then you have to do Halana. So you do Halana to Sunday. And then Sunday you find him guilty and you execute him, no problem. So let me ask you that, Shaila. I'll ask you a Shaila. Having learned this Gemara, what would be the halacha of starting out Dinei Nefashos on Shabbos itself? It would seem to me that the answer is, as Matt is suggesting, that you can't do it. Again, nothing inherent in the Masa Matan, but there's Ksiva. And I guess you have to ask the question. Is Ksiva an inherent requirement? Whatever, we don't have to go there. We've learned you have to write. I mean, that's what we've learned. We haven't really taken up the question of whether you didn't, if you didn't write. If you didn't write, and they forgot to write, or they didn't have any pens. Man, that's a good question. I don't know. Well, what if someone is brought to Beis Din for murder charges, a capital offense, and they want to sit down, and they discover that all the pens and papers are missing? Are they permitted to go ahead, or you can't? It's usher. Is it usher to judge? We really didn't have any information that would enable us to make such a decision. That's a good research project. It wouldn't be that easy, by the way. I'll tell you what. There is a bit of a problem when you're learning an area like Sanhedrin, as opposed to if you're learning an area like we'll be learning soon in Brachos. When you're going to ask these very particular, specific questions, it'll be easier to find the answer in something like Brachos. Why? Because that's Lamaisa. So this is something which has been done, conducted throughout all the centuries. So you have every question virtually has been raised, and you have tshuvos and tshuvos on every particular. So you'll find those types of answers. But you're talking about something which has not been halach lamaisa in over 2,000 years. So you just have the basic Gemara. You have the basic Gemara and you have the Rambam, the basics. But all these further developments, cases, you know, I'm sure if we'd had the Dinei Nefashos now for the last 2,000 years, if that would be just as a practical and daily a situation as a Brachos. So these questions would have arisen by now. You'd have tshuvos and so cases would have arisen. But Beis Din didn't have any writing materials. So they addressed the Shaila. Can we continue or can't we continue? And so forth. Yeah, you follow. So that's why it's not easy. You have to base yourself purely on the logic, the formulation, how you understand that. Okay? So therefore, but that's clear. That's why you can't start out on Shabbos. You can't start out on Shabbos because you have to write the Tanum. You have to write the Tanum. That takes care of that issue. Now then, but one second. But if you say that, if you admit that, so now you're already agreeing that in terms of Dinei Nefashos, you have the same problem as you have on Dinei Mamonos, which is you can't conduct it on Shabbos because of the Ksiva. Not the Shema Yichto. It's not a Shema Yichto. In fact, it would seem that it's much worse, much more serious by Dinei Nefashos, because by Dinei Nefashos, you have to write. By Dinei Mamonos, maybe you'll write. It's a good idea. It doesn't say that you have to write the Tamim. Because you don't have the issue of Mazakin and Machayvin over there. We've said that all along. Schus for him and Schof to him. So what's Tosa saying? What's Tosa saying? I know he's addressing that. But the distinction Tosa is making is exceedingly fine. It's a very fine, very subtle distinction. Very fine, very subtle distinction. Let's take a look at it. I'm saying this because Tosa doesn't even discuss this. Tosa doesn't even raise this question. He seems to ignore what we're saying. Because the whole basis of Tosfos is to say that there is no gzera. There is no gzera applicable in Dinei Nefashos. When our analysis leads us to the conclusion that Dinei Nefashos is a greater requirement of ksiva. So what's Tosfos' burden now? Tosfos' burden is to show that there's no fear of ksiva on the second day of a trial. What Tosfos is saying is, Aval dinei nefashos ein lesser mitam zeh. He's saying that dinei nefashos, there's no basis to aser conducting on Shabbos because of this reason of Shema Yichtov. Why? Shekvar kasfu me'esmol. Divrei hamazaknim v'divrei hamachayvim. Oh. So Tosfos seems to be, on the surface, the answer seems to be very, very good. And that is that the problem of ksiva and dinei nefashos exists on the first day. So we're talking about a continuance, the second day. But then if that's the case, you're coming in and they've already written all the arguments on the first day, which was Friday. So the second day, we don't have a problem of ksiva. So and the only issue with regard to the rabbinic, the Rabbanon, the gzeira is because of ksiva, Shema Yichtov, but in Dinei Nefashos, on the second day, it doesn't exist. That's the answer of Tosfos, but let's analyze it. Do we have any problems with this answer? Well, to me, or to us, at first glance, it seems that this is astounding, that Tosfos needs to be excusing the Bezdin from having any obligation of ksiva. And yet, we learned on Daf Lama Dalet Amud Aleph, we just had recourse to that Gemara, Shnei Sofer Dayanin Omnim Ufneim Echad Menayimin V'yechad Menasmol V'chos Ven Divrei Hamazakim V'divrei Machayven Bishlom V'divrei Machayven. So the Gemara says, Divrei Machayven, we understand. Why? Because L'macha Chazu Tam Achrina. That L'machras, that's the second day. If there is a second day, perhaps they'll find a different reason. Hubo L'mevad Halonaz Din. And they'll have to align his din. And Rashi explains why. Because you'd have to have, since it's a new Torah, even though he voted for conviction, for guilt, yesterday, if today he still votes for conviction for a different reason, then you can't be gomer that din unless you have halana. So you have to have halana for that. Now, the question we have to ask is, on the second day, when one of the dayanim changes his reason for chov, he says, I'm still for conviction, but I rescind my yesterday's reason, my reason of yesterday, and here's my new reason. Do they have to write down the new reason? Right? That's the question. No, nobody really raises that specifically, but it seems logical. You can apply logic. Do you have to write down the new reason? Well, it seems it would seem to be that way for the very same reason that you have to write down their reason on the first day. Because we now have to, the next day now, let's say we can't conclude it on day two. Well, we can't conclude it on day two, excuse me. Yeah, there's a trial that has to go for 3 days, because you have to have another halana. Halana for the new tam. Well, if you have to have halana for the new tam, if you can have 3 days, then you can have 4 days. What's the difference? Perhaps on the next day, there's another change. Let's say he changes, the same fellow. Say, and he finds a third reason for chov, which you can't. So then, again, you have to have another halana. That is to say, now that on the day three, we must know on day three what his tam was on day two, because then if it's the same tam, so then we fulfilled halana. But if it's a different tam, then we have to have a new halana. According to that, according to the logic over here, it would seem that you would have to have ksiva on the second day. So what's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos seems to be just ignoring everything we're saying over here. Another question is being raised. And first of all, we're asking a question on Tosfos' assertion that on day two of a trial, there's no need for ksiva. That seems to contradict what we've learned. The logical deduction of what we've learned. That is every new tam must be written down, because if it's lechov, it requires halana. So the next day we have to match up whether he's still convicting him for the same reason. All right. So therefore you'd have to write it down. That's one thing. Now the question is being raised, even if we were to accept Tosfos, for whatever reason, we understood Tosfos and we accepted that you don't have to write, there's no writing needed on the second day. But the Gzeirah is not based upon the halacha that you must write, the Gzeirah is based upon a chashash that you might write. So then, why doesn't that apply? That still has to be addressed. I mean, all Tosfos is saying over here is that there's no requirement. But the Shema factor, maybe they will. Okay. So, that's a good question, and that is to say that in Dine, why is it that in Dine Mamonos, we're concerned they might write? Even though they don't have to write. Now here, all you've done with your answer is to show that they don't have to. They don't have to write. Yeah, but they don't have to write by Dine Mamonos either. And still, we have the chashash that they might write. That's a concern, because that's the normal procedure. Procedurally speaking, people are normally going to write. So if that's the case, even with this answer, even if we were to understand what Tosfos is saying, that there's no requirement of writing on the second day, but the question that's being raised is, but fine, there's no requirement, but there's a chashash that they might do it anyways. As we see that is a chashash by Dine Mamonos. Question is being raised now by one of the fellows. What about, if that's the case, what would be the implication in a Dine Mamonos trial which went beyond one day, which lasted 2 days? It's true that Dine Nefashos inherently doesn't have to be more than one day. You don't have a concept of halana, but you could. It could take more than one day. There's nothing that says that every case of Dine Mamonos is going to be solved in one day, because it could be a very complicated case. Right? So let's say it goes on for 2 days or 3 days. That's for sure possible. So now, on the basis of this idea that Tosfos has raised, the answer, one second. So what would be the halacha now if Tosfos wants to say that? Tosfos wants to make this distinction between day one and day two and say that for whatever reason, day two we're not concerned because they've already written from day one. And we have many questions on that, but let's forget about those questions. Let's just accept his answer. But the acceptance of that answer now forces us to turn back to Dine Mamonos and say, well, one second, what would Tosfos Paskin if you can't really start on Friday. I mean, if you want to really stack the deck, you can't really start on Friday. But let's say they started on Thursday. Let's say they started on Thursday. And now they're going to continue on Shabbos. So Shabbos will be day two. Would that be permitted, or would that fall under the heading of Ein Danin? Now, the Tosfos has said that the Ein Danin prohibition applies only, it would seem, to the first day. And on the second day, you could say, well, they wrote yesterday. Not a problem. Would Tosfos be so lenient in the case of a Dine Mamonos, which was the second day? It just occurs to me that you really can't argue with Tosfos. It's clear from the Gemara that Tosfos is absolutely correct, that there is no requirement. There is no requirement of ksiva on the second day of a trial of Dine Nefashos. It's clear from the Gemara, because when the Gemara is talking about you can't start on Friday. Why? Because you may have to postpone to Shabbos. So then the Gemara has no problem. And if you find the Gemara then on Shabbos, you can't execute all the same. How can the Gemara should have said right away, but you can't do it on Shabbos because you can't write down the time. What about the Shnei Sofer Adayim? We should have raised that question right there and then. Oh, we didn't. But whatever the case may be, the inference is absolutely clear that according to the Gemara, the analysis of the Mishnah, that it's from the Gemara, rather. The Gemara's analysis. That it doesn't even consider this to be the problem. Which would have been a very simple answer. You can't continue on Shabbos because you know how to write on Shabbos. And the Ksiva is not Delcha Shabbos. Put it that way. So if that's the case, at that point in time, we have a question of the Gemara. How come? The Gemara is assuming that you can conduct day two without ksiva. What about the time of the Mechaivin? Which we learned, if there's a new time Lechov, then you're going to have to write that down. You have to write that down because the next day he may have a different time. All I've shown is that it's not just Tosfos. Tosfos is correct that there's no requirement to write on the second day. You see that from the very analysis of the Gemara. But we now have a question on the Gemara itself. I think the answer has to do with the fact that this is not the final answer of the Gemara. That when the Gemara says Bishloma, that the reason for the writing of the Tam is because of this issue, that lest the Halonis Adin, lest he change, so on and so forth. That's at the beginning of the discussion. But if you read the rest of the Gemara, it turns out that there's a different reason for the Ksivas HaTam. There's a different reason for the Ksivas HaTam.